弟兄姐妹朋友早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
上周去糕饼店买面包当早餐。
Last week I went to a pastry shop to buy some bread for breakfast.
然后那天带着我们家两个四岁的双胞胎。
I brought my two four-year-old twins.
那你知道现在糕饼店里面呢，你去买面包以后，他们现在橱柜里面有摆上很漂亮的这些甜点。
And when you go to the bakeries these days, there's a lot of display of delicious desserts.
我希望我不要描述的太生动，你们都肚子饿了，然后就不专心了。
I don't want to describe it in detail and cause you guys to be hungry and not focus on the message.
可是你知道他们现在糕饼店里面做的那个蛋糕和点心啊，他们摆的那个橱柜真是漂亮。
Well, right now, these bakeries, their display is really beautiful.
那个玻璃都是擦得亮晶晶的。
And the display, the glass, it's all very shiny.
然后里面是特别设计过的，这个灯要照在那个蛋糕上面。
And the lighting inside emphasizes on the dessert or the bread that is displaying.
五颜六色。
Very colorful.
红色的草莓。
Red strawberries.
绿色的奇异果。
Green kiwis.
黄色的芒果。
And yellow mango.
紫色的葡萄。
And grape-colored grapes.
Purple.
然后
呢，那个奶，新鲜的奶油在上面这样子涂一层。
And then it's a fresh whipped cream on top.
Yeah. 还有不要忘了白巧克力和黑巧克力做点缀。
And of course, there's white and black, dark chocolate decorations.
所以呢，这两个孩子经过那个这个甜点的这个部分啊。
So when the our two young children walked past the desserts,
然后他们两个先后的不约而同的就说，我真希望我生日的时候可以有一个这个蛋糕。
So they both said, "Oh, when it's my birthday, I really wish that I can have this cake."
那我想一想，我说对你生日的时候可以有。
Then I said to them, "Yes, you may have it on your birthday."
但是今天不是你的生日。
But today is not your birthday.
孩子都很喜欢生日。
You know, children really love birthdays.
我觉得对他们这个年纪的孩子来说，特别喜欢生日。
Especially at their age.
因为可以吃到这个漂亮的蛋糕。
Because they're able to enjoy the beautiful.
对他们来说，吹蜡烛也是一个大事。
And also blowing out the candles.
那当然，孩子们喜欢生日，另外一个其中很大的原因是可以收礼物，对不对？
Another reason they enjoy birthdays is that they can receive and open gifts.
然后家人啊，朋友们可以聚在一起。
And then the gathering of friends and family.
但是我们年龄渐渐长大的时候，我们对生日这个看法是怎么样？
But as you grow older, what is your perspective on birthdays?
有很多人在成长的过程当中，对生日的这个定义事实上没改变。
Usually, as you grow older, your perspective actually doesn't change.
对不对？当我们想到我们生日的时候，我们想什么？
So, what do you usually think about when it's your birthday?
我觉得一般人想到的还是订个好吃的蛋糕。
Of course, usually you think about enjoying a delicious birthday cake.
有机会跟朋友们、家人们在一起。
And you have the opportunity to gather with your friends and family.
收礼物是不错，但是呢，到了年纪到一个地步，就是自己去买自己想要的礼物。
Of course, receiving gifts is also good, but as you grow older, you go and buy what you want.
小时候父母啊家人们送个十几二十块的礼物就很得意了，很高兴了。
Now when you were younger, when your parents or friends gave you like a $20 gift, you'd be really happy.
那年龄不一样啦，经济稳定了，那当然自己给自己礼物的时候大概个把百块还算是小意思，对不对？可能还送自己一台车。
But now that you've grown and you're making money, you probably go buy a gift that's $100 or even sometimes buy a new car.
Right.然后呢，当然还是希望能够跟朋友们、知心的朋友们和家人们在一起。
But of course, it's you'd rather spend the time with your friends and family.
可是我们真的很少想到生日的意义到底是什么？为什么生日的这一天要这么值得庆祝呢？
But we never think about the importance or why it's so special on your birthday.
事实上，生日如果我们稍微想一下的话，是 每一年的那特定的那个日子是我们出生的那个日子。
But when you think about it, usually birthday is the day that, that you were born.
所以当我们每一年过生日的时候代表我们的生命在成长。
So it represents as we celebrate a birthday each year, we're celebrating our growth.
所以对年轻的孩子们来讲呢，生日的意义还比较大。为什么？因为他们每过一个生日就表示他们怎么样长大了一岁。
So it's particularly special for young children because every year as they celebrate their birthday, they have grown another year.
没有一个小孩子喜欢做小的。
And no children likes their birthday to be small.
他们永远就是想要能够多一岁，多一岁。
They always want to be older. They like to be older.
孩子渐渐长大的时候，还是希望自己能够多一岁。为什么？14岁、15岁可以开车了。
So in their teens, they always want to be 1 year older because then they can drive when they turn 16.
啊，跟朋友比较的话，你就算比别人大一天，你要人家叫你哥哥，对不对？
So you want to be called older brother even if you're just a day older.
啊，然后呢，啊，能够早一点能够进大学。
And you can enter into college sooner.
然后呢，可以拥有自己的生活的自主权，可以离开父母了。
And you would have freedom because you've left your parents.
这些是我们觉得年龄渐长或过生日对我们来讲在生命上面有一定程度的意义。
So that is something that is special as we grow and celebrate our growth.
但是这个成长，我们跟我们出生的那一天，我们来做一个比较和衡量。
But let's compare our growth to the day that when we were born.
事实上，蛮有意思的一件事情就是，好像到了某个年龄以后，大家都不太向往生日了。
After you get to a certain stage or a certain age, it seems like you don't look forward to birthdays anymore.
以前想要长大，以前想要更多属于自己的空间。
So before, you always want to grow and you want to have more freedom.
好像到了一个年纪，我也不敢说到底是哪一个年纪了。
But it seems like to a certain age, I'm not going to mention what age.
我们就开始不想要再多一年了。
So we often think about we actually don't want to grow one more year.
因为好像已经不再长大了。
Because it seems like we're not growing bigger or growing.
Yeah, there's no longer an advantage. 因为我们在长老了。
Because we're just getting old at this point.
那个28岁、29岁的人就怕过30岁。
The 28 and 29 year old, they're just afraid to go over the 30 year mark.
30岁真是老啊。
30 years is really old.
38岁、39岁的时候，就老想要不要过40。
And when you're 38 or 39, you don't want to go past 40.
啊，在美国有一句话就讲呢。过了30啊，你人生就在走下坡了。
So as Darwin said, after you pass 30, everything's downhill.
真是太悲观了，对不对？
It's actually pretty pitiful.
你知道，当我们在想一个人的这个人生的时候，
But when one thinks about life in general,
不论说我们在读一个人的传记，
or when we're reading a autobiography,
或我们去 Washington D.C. 我们去这个他们的总统纪念馆。
Or when we visit Washington D.C.
我们可能去过的人知道那边有林肯的纪念馆。
Those of us that have been there, we've seen that there is a Lincoln Memorial.
有一个杰弗逊的纪念馆。
And a Jefferson Memorial.
在他们的名字之下呢，就会有两个日期。
And then under their name, they would have two dates.
两个数字。
Two numbers.
第一个数字就是什么？他们的出生的日子。
So the first is the year that they were born.
然后第二个日子呢，就是他们死亡的日子。
And the second date is the day of their birth.
那在这两在这两个数字之中呢，通常会有这么一横。
And in between those numbers, there'll be a dash.
这个一横就是他的一生了。
And that dash represents their life.
你跟我有一天也会离开这个世界啊。
So we would all leave this world one day.
可能在我们的记载下面，名字下面也是这样子，两个数字中间一横。
So under our name, we would also have these two dates with a dash in between.
但这一横呢，就代表我们的一生啊。
But that dash represents our life, our whole life.
那我们那一生到底是怎么活的？
Well then, in that dash that represents our life, how do we live it?
当我们每年在过生日的时候，我们回去想，我们在这个世界上又多了一年。
So as we go through our birthdays, we think to ourselves, oh, we've lived another year.
那我在这一年当中，我的生活到底有什么意义？
So was there any meaning in that one year that I've lived this life?
我的生命到底有什么意义？
Was there any meaning or purpose of my life?
你知道世人对生命的这个定义基本上就是出生到死亡，然后中间这么一横。
So in this world, people usually think about life as birth and death.
And everything in between is just that dash, right? 可是对基督徒来讲，我们对生命的看法和生命的意义有不同的观念。
But to a Christian, we have a different meaning, a different outlook on life.
因为在我们每一个人的人生当中，都有那么一个时刻，我们认识了主耶稣基督。
Because in our life, there is a moment in time when we can come to know our Lord Jesus.
当我们认识主耶稣基督，当他让我们看清我们的自己的罪，然后我们的生命被转变的时候。
And once we came to know Jesus and he allowed us to see ourselves and we have a transformation in our life.
神所赐给我们的是一个什么新的生命。
And what did God give us? He gave us a new life.
我们有了一个新的生日。
And we have a new birthday.
也就是说当我们在看我们生命衡量我们生命的价值的时候。
So that means when we look at our life and we examine the value of our life,
不是只是说从我们肉体的生命出生的那一刹那到我们离开这个世界死亡的那一刹那，这个叫做我们的一生。
So we don't look at our life from our physical birth to our physical death.
我们今天看到生命的价值和生命的意义的时候，我们有一个崭新的不同的一个衡量。
So when we look at our life as a Christian, we look at this, when we receive this new life, and we measure and value our life based on the time when we were given this new life to our death.
而这个起点就是我们信主耶稣基督得到福音的那一天。
And that point in time begins when we receive Jesus into our life.
而我们衡量我们在世的这个生命的的结尾是当我们 到见到主耶稣基督的面得荣耀的那一时刻。
And we measure that life from that moment in time when we receive Jesus to when we see him again.
这个就是我们今天在帖撒罗尼迦后书里面要看见的。
And this is what we want to discuss and talk about in 2 Thessalonians.
记得保罗在写信给帖撒罗尼迦的信徒的时候。
Now remember when Paul wrote this letter to the believers in Thessalonica.
这是一群刚信主不久的信徒。
And these believers were new believers.
可是他们是很热心的，很真诚的在追随主耶稣基督。
But they were pursuing Jesus very zealously and passionately.
我们记得他们在他们的信心上面，在他们的爱心上面，都是让人看见他们的榜样。
And they were models for others to see in their love and in their faith.
可是呢，在他们属灵的生命，基督徒的生命的成长过程当中，他们开始经历了一些苦难。
But during their pursuit of this new life and of Jesus, they've encountered challenges and persecutions.
有些苦难是因为他们信仰的缘故，受人的逼迫。
And some of the challenges and the suffering that they face is because of their persecution of their faith.
有些他们的痛苦是从为了要活出一个基督的样式而跟世人甚至跟他们的家人的信念不同的时候，这个关系之间所产生的痛苦。
And some of those sufferings could be based on their faith. They've severed or had bad relationships with their friends and family.
在第二章里面上次刘长老跟我们讲的时候，我们就记得，他信徒们也知道，将有一日，这个敌基督会来到。
And last week, as Pastor Alex shared with us, we know that there will be one day when the Antichrist will.
这个不法之人会来到这个世上。
And this man of lawlessness will come into this world.
事实上呢，不法之人的这个灵，还有这个敌基督的灵，今天已经运行在这个世界上。
And we know this man of lawlessness and this spirit of the Antichrist is already at work now.
属于神的人会受到痛苦。
And those that belong to God will suffer.
生活感觉对未来好像会有一种不稳定的感觉。
And you'll feel a sense of insecurity of the future.
觉得好像自己不 不能掌握自己的人生。
As if you don't have a grasp of your own life.
可是保罗要安慰这些信徒。
But Paul wants to comfort these believers.
所以保罗在帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章十三到十七节，他这样子安慰弟兄姐妹们。
And this is how he comforts them. When we read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13 to 17.
主所爱的弟兄们啊，我们本该常为你们感谢神，因为他从起初拣选了你们，叫你们因信真道，又被圣灵感动，成为圣洁，得以得救。
But we ought always to give thanks to God for you, brothers beloved by the Lord, because God chose you as the first fruits to be saved through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth.
神借着我们所传的福音招你们到这个地步，好得到我们主耶稣基督的荣光。
To this he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ.
保罗说，你们的生命今天是一个被神所爱的生命。
Paul is saying that the life that you've received is a life that God gave to you.
你们的生命是一个崭新的生命。
And this life is a new life.
今天你生命的衡量是从得到福音的那个时候，一直到得到主耶稣基督荣光的时候。
So the measure of your life is when you received the Lord Jesus to the day that you see him again.
第十五节他接着说，所以啊，弟兄们，你们要站立得稳，凡是领受的教训，不论是我们口传的，是信上所写的，都要坚守。
So in verse 15, So then, brothers, stand firm and hold to the traditions that you were taught by us, either by our spoken word or by our letter.
但愿我们主耶稣基督和那爱我们、开恩将永远的安慰并美好的盼望赐给我们的父神，能够安慰你们的心，并且在一切的善行善言上坚固你们。
Now may our Lord Jesus Christ Himself and God our Father, who loved us and gave us eternal comfort and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish them in every good work and word.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Well, let us pray together.
父神，我们来到你的面前，我们向你献上我们的感恩。
Heavenly Father, we come before you and give you thanks.
因为你是爱我们的神。
Because you're a God that loves us.
主，你知道我们的神。
And you're a God that knows us.
主，你知道我们在生命当中所面对的挑战。
And you know the challenges that we face in our life.
但是你同样也看见我们属于你的儿女爱慕你的心。
But you also see the heart of those that belong to you.
主，我们感谢你，你将安慰我们的话赐给我们。
And we thank you for giving us words of comfort.
我们感谢你赐给我们圣灵，使我们能够在圣灵的引领之下，能够从你的话语当中得到成长。
And we thank you for giving us the Holy Spirit, and through the guidance of the Holy Spirit allows us to grow in this new life.
我们今天奉你的名聚集。
And we gather in your name.
愿主你赐福于我们在座的每一位。
And may you bless every one of us.
感谢主，这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we thank you. We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
神借着主耶稣基督拯救我们。
God saved us through our Lord Jesus.
我们说这个是我们听到了神的福音所得到的救恩。
This is the salvation that we receive through hearing the gospel.
你知道神所赐给我们的这个救恩，不是在我们的这个人生的路上添加的一个这个好像锦上添花的一个故事而已。
You know, this salvation that we received is not just a mere story in our life.
我们的生命不是只是从肉体的出生到死亡这样子一个生命，然后呢，在这个当中有一个时刻。我认识了耶稣，然后呢，我的生命就有一些改善了。
So our life is not merely being physically born and then receiving the Lord, our Lord Jesus, and then you have an improved life.
你知道，当主耶稣基督的救恩临到我们身上的时候，我们所得到的是一个崭新的生命。
Did you know the moment that you received Jesus, you've already received a brand new life?
这个是我们生命上面完完全全的一个改变，不是一个改善。
So it's not just an improvement, it's a transformation.
当保罗在安慰这些信徒们的时候，他说啊，你们要记得，神借着我们向你们传的福音，招你们到这个地步，招你们进入了这个新的生命，新的生活，为只是要得到我们在主耶稣基督里面所能够得到的荣耀。
So when Paul uses these words to comfort these believers, he is saying that they were called through the gospel so that they may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ.
一个信主的人在信主之前跟信主之后的生命是完全不同的，是有转变的。
Now, when a person's life, compared to before he received Christ to after he received Christ, there is a complete transformation.
之前我们的人是怎么样子，我们的环境是怎么样子，跟我们今天是不一样的。
So before how our circumstances were, or how we used to be, to today after receiving Christ is completely different.
当我们得到主耶稣基督的福音，因着福音我们罪得赦免，成为一个新造人的时候，我们的真正的生命是从那一刻开始的。
So once we received our Lord Jesus and received this new life, that is when our life begins.
而当我们的生命从那一刻开始的时候，这个生命是永远是朝着一个方向去行的。
And when that life begins, that new life, there is a direction.
而这个方向就是朝着主耶稣基督的荣耀，他的荣光里面在进行的。
And then this direction is going towards the glory of our Lord Jesus.
当我们了解这一点的时候，我们才能够真正的得到安慰。
It is only when we truly understand this, then we will feel comforted.
救恩是什么？
What is salvation?
这段经文把神的救恩讲得非常非常的透彻。
Through this passage, it explains what salvation is very clearly.
我们看第十三节的时候，我们就可以看见，第一，我们的救恩是因为神的爱临到我们的身上。
And in verse 13, we can see that we received salvation because God loved us.
你知道这个是神在我们每一个属神的人的生命当中所做的一个改变。
And that is the work and the transformation by God.
神首先爱了我们。
God first loved us.
不论我们配不配得他的爱，不论我们有没有在罪中里面的生活，不论我们是不是受了诱惑，然后怎么样的一个生命不荣耀神。
Whether if we are still living in sin or rebelling against God or unworthy to receive this love.
但是神因为造了我们，他因为爱了我们，他要跟我们恢复我们之间的关系。
But because God loves us and he wants to reconcile and return to the relationship that we've had with him.
你知道因为当神拯救我们的时候，他的出发点是因为爱。
You know, when God first intended to save us, his motivation was out of love.
所以今天当我们成为神的儿女的时候，
So today, as we become God's children,
不论我们在生活当中我们所面对的是什么样的环境，
It doesn't matter what circumstance or challenge that we're facing,
不论我今天是不是还是在罪和诱惑当中影响了我。
It doesn't matter if today I'm still in temptation and living in sin.
是不是今天我因为我自己的信仰在生活当中受苦？
Or if it's I'm suffering because of my faith.
是我个人的问题呢，还是环境的影响？但是呢，因为神起初就爱了我，今天我仍然是在神的爱的包围当中。
Or circumstances of my own personal circumstances or personal struggles, but because of God's love,God's love surrounds and guards me.
神的爱围绕着我。
And God's love surrounds me.
神用他的爱呵护着我。
And God uses his love to
care for me,
care for me, surround me.
不论我是在欢喜的时候，还是我是忧伤的时候。
Whether if it's in joy or sorrow,
神的爱与我们同在。
God's love is with us.
不论是我们喜乐的时候，还是我们痛苦的时候，神的爱与我们同在。
Whether in gladness or in pain, God's love is with us.
我们是在享受的生命的愉悦的时候，还是我们在极度的悲伤当中，神的爱与我们同在。
Whether if we're enjoying the joys of this life, or if we're just suffering under the challenges and difficulties in life, God still surrounds us. God's love surrounds us.
我们这个生命是被神的爱所赐给我们的生命。
Because this new life that we've received, it's out of God's love.
保罗说，你们是主所爱的弟兄姐妹们啊。
And Paul says, you are beloved by the Lord.
可是他说，我怎么知道你们是被主所爱的？
And he asked, well, how do I know that you're loved by the Lord?
因为他从起初就拣选了你们。
Because God chose you as the first fruits to be saved.
我们每一个人能够蒙恩得救。
Every one of us saved through grace.
我们今天能够有这样子的一个经历，就是生命上面的改变，然后认识了创造宇宙万物的真神。
And today we can all experience the love and the salvation through the God that created this universe.
今天我们对生命的价值和生命的目的有了一个崭新的认识。
And we have a new understanding of the purpose of life.
这是因为神的拣选。
And that is because God called us.
就是神的选择。
Or God chose us. It's God's decision and choice.
神选定了我们，让我们能够来认识他。
God chose us so that we can know him.
神选择了我们，让我们能够成为他的儿女。
God chose us so that we can become his children.
神的选择是不能改变的。
And God's decision or will is unchangeable.
因为他是神。
Because he is God.
我们人做选择的时候，现在喜欢选择了他，过两天不喜欢了，我们就不选他了。
And as a man, our decision, today we would choose this, or next day we would choose something else.
今天我们做人，我做了这个选择，因为我觉得是明智的选择。哎，过了几年之后，发现原来那是一个不明智的选择，我不要他了。
And today, as a man, I make a decision today because on certain circumstances.But then, maybe in a few years, my decision changes.
可是神的选择是不变的。
But God's decision is not changeable.
因为神是不变的神，他是真理的神，他是万能全知的神。
Because he is an unchanging God, an all-knowing God, an all-powerful God.
当他说你属于我的时候，我就属于他了。
When he says, I choose you, then I belong to him.
而神的这个拣选是出于他的爱，当然也是出于他的主权。
Of course, God chooses us based on His love and His sovereignty.
因为神对我们的爱是不会变的，所以他对我们的拣选是不会变的。
Because God's love for us doesn't change, then His decision to choose us won't change.
因为神是完全有主权的神，所以当他选择我们的时候，他的这个选择是从有始有终，永远不会改变的。
And because he's an all-sovereign God, his decision to choose us will never change.
你知道神的选择这件事情对我们人来说啊。
You know, this God's election to us as man,
事实上对人的自尊是有打击的。
It actually impacts our self-esteem.
Right?救恩完完全全都是从神那边来的。
Salvation comes from God completely.
是他选择了我们，不是我们选择了他。
It is because he chose us, it's not us choosing him.
今天我们得救不是因为我选择被得救，乃是因为神拣选了我，让我得救。
And today we are saved, it's not because we choose to receive him and be saved, but it's because he chose us to be saved.
我们人在生活上，在生活当中
Today, as a man in life,
所有生活里面我们所拥有的或者我们所做的决定都是我们自己做的。
Everything that we have or own and all the decisions that we make is all from us.
今天甚至可能有人在教会里面认为是基督徒了。
And there may be people in the church, they think that they're Christians.
可是他们认为我今天是基督徒因为我选择做基督徒。
And they may say or think to themselves that today I am a Christian because I chose to be a Christian.
我把世界上面各式各样的宗教都读熟了以后，我就选一个我认为最好、最忠实、最具真理的，对我最有好处的，我去选择它。
I've read all of the religions of this world, and the one that makes the most sense to me and the most beneficial to me, I'll choose that religion.
或者有些人进入了教会想要作为基督徒，因为他说我如果进到教会我的孩子就乖了。
Or there may be some people that attends church because they may say that once I come to church and I bring my children to church, they'll become good children.
有人跟我说如果你到教会里面成为基督徒，你的婚姻就是受神祝福的。
Or they may say, oh, once you've entered into churchYour marriage will be blessed.
哦，你身体上面有病痛，你去当基督徒，神就医治你的病痛。
Or if today you have an illness or sick and you become a Christian, God will heal you.
说我为了我的健康，为了我的家庭，甚至为了我的事业，我去成为一个基督徒，我要得神的祝福。
So for my family, for my health, for my career, I want to become a Christian.
可是我们不知道，原来救恩不是我可以去选择的。
But you realize that actually,salvation is not your choice.
原来救恩是因为神拣选了我。
In reality, salvation comes because God chose us.
原来救恩的成就一切都是神所预备的。
All of salvation is prepared by God.
我们原本不认识神。
We once did not know God.
我们甚至原本不要神。
And once we didn't even want anything to do with God.
我们原本不知道我们自己有罪。
And we did not know that we had sin.
我们不愿意承认自己有罪。
We're unwilling to admit that we're sinners.
可是今天神将他的爱向我们显明了。
But today God reveals his love to us.
这是神的启示，是他做的。
That is God's revelation.
今天主耶稣基督降世为人，来到世上，在十字架上面为我们的罪受死。
Today, Jesus came down to die for us on the cross.
主耶稣基督用他的生命赎了我们这个有罪之身。
Jesus used his life to substitute for ours that have sin.
主耶稣基督是神所差派来的。
And Jesus was sent down by God.
是主耶稣基督在十字架上面替我而死的。
It is Jesus that died for us.
不是我要求神来到世上的。
It's not us requesting Jesus to come.
也不是我跟耶稣说你要替我受死我才能上天堂的。
And it's not us saying that, oh, Jesus needs to die for me so that I can enter into heaven.
所以今天原来神的拯救在他的拣选当中，一切一切都是他为我预备的。
So in his salvation, in his election, everything is prepared by God.
这对我们做人的一个尊严啊，肯定是一个打击。
So it does impact our self-esteem.
因为不是我做出来的。
Because it's not my own work.
完全都是神所供应的。
It is all provided by God.
可是你知道吗？因为救恩是神的拣选，所以啊，这个救恩更是宝贵。
So, why is salvation so valuable? Because it is his election.
救恩为什么对我们来说是这么的宝贵？因为是神的拣选。
And salvation is so precious to us is because he elected us.
我们很多时候在做基督徒的这个生活当中，
a lot of times in our life as a Christian,
会有那种时刻，我们心里面会觉得我不想要做基督徒了。
There will be times when you will feel you will feel like you don't want to be a Christian anymore.
或者我们可能会觉得说我感觉不到我是神的儿女啊。
Or sometimes you may feel like you're not a part of God's family.
或者我会觉得说我的生活形态、我的思想、我的为人，我觉得我不配做基督徒了。
Or sometimes the way that you're living your life right now, you're unworthy to be a Christian.
可能会在那种时刻，或甚至是可能是好几个礼拜、好几个月的这个时间，我们会觉得我不要跟神有任何关系了。
So there could be a moment in time or several days or several months where you don't want to have a relationship with God.
可能我们觉得做基督徒太累了。
Or sometimes you're burnt out by being a Christian.
可是我们要感谢神啊。
But we need to thank God.
因为我们在主耶稣基督里面所得到的这个生命不是我们去做成的。
Because this life that we received from Jesus is not out of our own effort.
今天我之所以是成为神的儿女，是出于神的拣选。
Today I have become a child of God is because God elected me.
我被神而爱，我被神而关照，是因为他拣选了我，他爱护我。
I'm loved by God and I'm cared for by God because He chose me and He elected me.
我自己心里面的感觉如何，跟事实是不符合的。
How I feel inside, does it match reality?
如果神称我为他的，我就永远是属他的。
If God says that I belong to Him, then I belong to Him forever.
你知道主耶稣基督自己在约翰福音十五章十六节的时候，他就这样子跟门徒说。
Jesus actually said this to his disciples, recorded in John chapter 15.
约翰福音十五章十六节，主耶稣基督就把这个真理讲得清清楚楚的。
John chapter 15 verse 16.Jesus says this very clearly to his disciples.
他说不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们，并且分派你们去结果子。
And he says, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit.
你知道为什么一个真正属于神的儿女，在我们的生命当中，我们是非常有安全感的。
Do you know why, as a Christian, in your life, you should feel very secure?
为什么我们在生活当中风吹雨打的时候呢，我们依然能够稳固地站立而住？
Why is it that as a true Christian, you can stand firm in all of the challenges and storms in your life?
因为我生命的根基，我这个新生命的根基是扎于主耶稣基督的身上，是扎于神的拣选之上。
Because the foundation of this new life that we received is built upon Jesus and the election of God.
因为神拣选了我们，所以我们知道神爱我们。
Because God elected us, we can be sure that God loves us.
第三，我们怎么知道神爱我们？
Well, third, how do we know that God loves us?
保罗说，因为你们又是被圣灵感动，成为圣洁的。
Because Paul says that you are moved by the Holy Spirit and sanctified by the Holy Spirit.
或者那句话也可以这样子翻译，就是因为你们是圣灵使你成圣的工作，让你能够得救的。
In other words, you are sanctified by the Spirit so that you can be saved.
什么叫做圣灵成圣的工作？
What does it mean, the work of sanctification by the Spirit?
成圣这个字很简单的说，就是要把你分别出来。
So very plainly, you can describe sanctification as setting you apart.
成为圣洁就是你要被分别出来。
To be holy is to be set apart.
圣灵所做的分别的工作是什么工作呢？
What is that work of the Spirit to set you apart?
圣灵将我们人跟罪分别出来。
The Holy Spirit helps us separate from sin.
神是一个圣洁的神。
God is a holy God.
他是一个无瑕疵完美的神。
He is a perfect and unblemished God.
所以因为他是一个圣洁的神，所以他不能容忍罪在他的面前。
Because he is a holy God, he cannot stand sin in his presence.
事实上当罪在一个圣洁公义的神面前的时候，就会烟消云散。
Matter of fact, when sin appears before a holy God, it will
be disintegrated. And demolished immediately. 所以为什么当神爱我们，要拯救我们，称呼我们为他子民之前，他要将我们跟罪分别开来。
So that is why before he gives salvation or presents salvation to us to reconcile a relationship with Him, He needs to set us apart and allow us to be separated from sin.
一个有罪的人是来不了神的面前的。
A person that has sin cannot come before a holy God.
那就像一个飞蛾跑到火前面一样。
It's just like a moth going into a flame.
你靠近那个完全荣耀的那个圣洁的神的面前的时候，你就是消灭了。
When you approach a pure and holy God, you will be destroyed.
所以呢，圣灵要将我们跟罪分开。
So that's why the work of the Holy Spirit wants us to separate from sin.
在我们每一个人得救的那个时刻，都是已经有圣灵在我们生命当中的工作。
So the moment that we receive salvation, we already have this work of sanctification with the Spirit.
神拣选了我们，他爱我们。
God chose us, elected us, He loved us.
然后他赐予我们圣灵，因为他爱我们，使我们能够跟罪分开。
And He's given us the Holy Spirit.Because so that we can be separated from our sin.
但是我们因为在得救的时候，我们这个新生命的开始就有圣灵分别为圣的工作与我们同在。
So the moment that when we received our Lord Jesus and this salvation, we already have the work of the sanctification by the Spirit.
所以这个新生命在成长的过程，当我们要朝着主耶稣基督荣耀的这个目标迈进的时候
，So as this new life continues to grow and goes on the direction towards the glory of our Lord Jesus,
圣灵还是不断地在我们的生命当中做分别为圣的工作。
The Spirit continues to do the work of sanctification.
圣灵还是不断地赐给我们能力，让我们不但能够面对罪恶的诱惑，并且我们能够抵挡罪恶的诱惑，甚至能够战胜罪恶的诱惑。
The Spirit continues to empower us, face the temptations and be victorious over the temptations of sin.
所以我们看见救恩是神的爱。
So we can see that salvation is God's love.
救恩是神的拣选。
And salvation is God's election.
救恩是圣灵的分别为圣。
And God's salvation is the work of sanctification by the Spirit.
可是我们同样看到救恩在第十三节里面告诉我们说是因为一个人他信了这个神的真理。
And we also see that in verse 13, salvation is because a person believed.
这是一个人在神的爱、神的拣选之下的一个很自然的一个回应。
So it is a response of the person that has received this love and the salvation.
有人来了教会。
When a person comes to church,
然后一阵子之后觉得说，哎，这个教会好像不错。
Then after a while, they say, "Oh, this church is pretty good."
我也想要当一个基督徒。
I also want to become a Christian.
可是我要怎么样才能当一个基督徒啊？
Well, how do I become a Christian?
很简单。
It's very easy.
我们只要知道救恩完完全全都是神所为我们预备的。
All we need to know is that salvation is completely.The work of God and provided by our God.
我们只要知道是因为神爱了我们，我们要接受他的爱。
And we acknowledge that God loves us and we need to receive His love.
我们要接受他在爱里面所有的拣选。
And we need to receive
the choosing, the election that is born out of His love. 我们只要在神的面前以信心接受神借着圣灵将我们分别为圣。
And we need to come before God and acknowledge that we are separated from sin by the sanctification work of the Spirit.
当我们愿意这样子接受，我们就得救。
When we are willing to accept that, then we've been saved.
不是因为我去做了什么样的选择。
It is not because of a decision that I've made.
不是因为我今天在我的生命里面我添加了一个好的事情。
It's not because just in my life I've added a good thing.
而是我的生命今天完完全全的转变被神掌握住了。
But it is because I have been completely transformed by God and now my life is in the hands of God.
如果我们做了这样子的一个回应，我们就成为神的儿女。
So if we have responded in that way, then we have become children of God.
为什么今天又要把救恩重新讲一遍，然后又讲得这么清楚呢？
Well, why do we repeat the gospel and explain it in detail?
因为虽然基督徒我们称为神的儿女，我们觉得对救恩都有一定程度的认识。
Because even though we're a Christian and we think that we have a clear understanding of the gospel,
可是我们多少人了解我们的生命，今天作为一个基督徒的生命是一个新的生命。
But how many of us truly understand that as we become Christians that Now that we've received a brand new life.
我们有一个新的生日。
We have a new birthday.
我们从我们的生命，当我们去看我们的生命的时候，我们衡量的点是从我们从主耶稣基督那里得到新生命那一点开始，朝着主耶稣基督的荣耀迈步的。
So today, as Christians, we measure our life from the day that we've received this new life after receiving Jesus towards the date that we see Him again.
这个对我们在生活当中面对事情、待人处事、做决定都有很深重的影响。
And this impacts our relationship with others and the decisions that we make.
我刚刚讲过了。
And I've said this,
作为一个基督徒,
when we are Christian,
不是说我仍旧在我的旧的生命上面继续过我的生活，但是呢，我希望能够加上一些神的祝福。
I remain to live my original life and just add on the benefits of claiming to be a Christian.
在生命当中所碰到的一些痛苦艰难，我就希望神能够多添加我一点点力量。
So that when I come and face struggles and difficulties, I pray to God to give us strength to endure those challenges.
然后呢，在我对生命里面我喜欢的事情，我享受的事情，我希望神能够更多的添加我。
And the things that I enjoy in life, I pray that God will add those to my life.
那我们过的生命还是那个旧生命啊。
But the life that we live still lives as if we are in the old life.
可是我们今天如果我们对救恩有正确的了解，
But today, if we have a correct understanding of salvation,
今天我们了解我们的生命是得福音的那一天到得荣耀的那一天，然后中间这一段呢，是我们在世的生活，是一个崭新的生命的生活。
So today, when we see our life and measure our life, it is from the day that we receive this new life to when we see Jesus again.
我们就发现我们这个生命因为属于神。
And we'll realize this life belongs to God.
因为有主耶稣基督的福音。
Because we have the gospel of Jesus.
我们就有主耶稣基督的样式。
Then we would have the image of Jesus.
因为我们是朝着主耶稣基督的荣耀迈进。
Because we are running or living towards that glory of Jesus.
所以人在我们的身上永远看见的是一个有目的、有目标的人。
So when others see us, we have a life that has purpose and direction.
永远是一个有方向而且是努力奔驰的人。
It is a life with purpose and running with all efforts towards that goal.
我今天的心态不是因为我的生活艰难，所以我需要到教会里面得到一些安慰。
So my mindset is not that today I'm feeling sad, I need to be comforted, so I go to church.
我今天不再是因为我在家庭里面，我孩子有问题，我来教会里面希望有一点学习。
It's not because I have some problems at home with my children, and I come to church so that they can learn.
我也不是希望我能够一家都来到教会里面，所以我的婚姻可以更美满。
And it's not because that I bring my whole family to church so that I can have more happiness in my family.
我希望钱能够赚多一点，生意能够更顺利一点，所以我来教会里面，然后呢，希望能够得到神的祝福。
And I want to advance in my business or in my career, so I come to church and ask for God's blessing.
不是。
That's not.
今天我有一个新的生命。
That is not so. It's because today I have a new life.
我在这个新的生命当中，我要在我的婚姻里面。让人家能够看见我这个属于神的生命的表现。
So that in this new life, we want others to see that in our marriage, I'm living out this new life.
我今天已经有这个神所赐给我的能力，能够去做改变。
I already have this power that God has given me to make a change.
几周前，我提到今天很多人不愿意面对在他们婚姻当中。婚姻里面所有的问题。
A couple of weeks ago, I touched on the topic of there are a lot of people that are unwilling to face the challenges that they have in their marriage.
因为我们害怕它带来的后果。
Because we're afraid of the consequences.
或者是这个中间过程的痛苦。
Or the difficulties that they'll face throughout the process.
可是保罗这边就告诉我们很清楚了。
But Paul here says very clearly,
我们是以主耶稣基督所赐给我们的生命， 一个已经被圣灵分别为圣的这个生命，去面对我们生命当中的苦难。
We are to face these challenges and these suffering through the power that is given by Jesus in this new life and the sanctification by the Spirit.
当我周遭的家人，当我的好朋友，当他们因为不信而攻击我的时候，
So when because of my faith, my friends and family attack me,
我今天是用那个属于主耶稣基督的生命，并且圣灵在我生命当中不断的提醒，我能够用我生命来回应他们对我的逼迫。
I can respond to those attacks by this new life that Jesus has given to me and the love that I received from Christ.
因为我的生命是稳固的。
Because my life is steady.
我这个不是旧的生命，是一个新的生命。
This is not my former way of life, this is my new life.
是一个在主耶稣基督里的生命。
This is a life that is in Christ Jesus.
是主耶稣基督用他自己的性命换回来的生命。
It is a life that has been exchanged by the life of Jesus.
是一个满有神话语的生命，是一个满有圣灵的生命。
It is a life full of the Spirit and full of God's Word.
我不再依靠我自己，因为我是软弱的，可是我是依靠神。
I no longer rely on myself because I am weak, I rely on God.
所以保罗才可以在这里说，你们是主所爱的。
So that's why here Paul can say that you are beloved by the Lord.
今天神同样对我们每个人说，你们就是神所爱的。
That's why today, for all of us, God is saying to you, you're beloved by the Lord.
因为如果你是神的儿女，你如果是基督徒，你是神所拣选的。
Because if you are a Christian and you're a child of God, you are elected by God.
你是被圣灵感动，你今天已经成为圣洁了。
You have been moved and sanctified by the Spirit. You are holy.
你今天的生命不是那个旧的生命，是一个新的生命。
The life you live is not your former way of living, but it is a new life.
你的生命，你那真正的生命是从得救的那一刹那，要一直朝着主耶稣基督的荣耀迈进的这个生命。
And this new life is from the moment that you received Jesus with this new life all the way towards when we see him again.
当我们看我们自己生命的时候，我们有没有像保罗看信徒生命这样的一个同样的一个角度呢？
So when we see our life, do we see the life that Paul is seeing?
保罗说，我已经看见了，因为福音传给你们，今天你们的生命已经是到了这样的一个地步了。
Paul is saying to these believers that I see that you've lived a life that has been loved by God and sanctified by the Spirit.
并不是说今天你们都进了教会聚会了。
He's not saying that all of you now attend church.
不是说你们今天都开始参加查经班了。
It's not because you now attend Bible study. 他是
说我今天在你们的生活当中，我们就看见神福音的大能在你们生活当中彰显出来了。
He is saying that in your life, I can see the power of the gospel revealed in your life.
你们的为人处事今天改变了。
The way you live and have relationships with other people have been changed.
因为你的为人处事改变了，因为你的思想改变了，所以我看见你的家庭也改变了。
Because you have a change in your life, I see the change in your family.
我看见你们对工作的态度和想法不一样了。
I see that there is a change in your attitude towards your mindset of work.
我们看见你们对周遭这个不幸的人群和社会上面所做的贡献和态度改变了。
And I see your mindset on how you contribute to the society change.
我看见你们信心的稳定，我们看见你们生命的方向。
And I see the steadfastness of your faith and the direction of your life.
所以他就可以在十五节里面说啊，因此你们要站立的稳。
That's why in verse 15 he says, So then, brothers, stand firm.
你们已经有了这个生命的实在。
You already have the fact that you have this new life.
那你们就要站立得稳。
Then you need to stand firm.
要在神的话语上面所有的教导。
And hold on to the traditions that were taught.
在自己灵命上面属灵的知识和行为上面所得到的成长，我们要站立得稳。
So we need to stand firm on the knowledge that we receive from the revelation of His Word and the Spirit.
在我们面对这个世界上面所带来的灾难苦难的时候，我们要站立得稳。
And we need to stand firm when we face the struggles, the difficulties, and the persecutions in this life.
不论是我们自己内在的软弱所带来的挑战，或者是我们外围的环境或旁人所带来的这些挑战，我们都能够站立得稳。
Whether if it's your own personal struggle or the struggles that come with the circumstances that you're in, you need to stand firm.
这个是神的安慰啊。
That is the comfort that comes from God.
你看保罗说，第十六节，但愿我们主耶稣基督和那爱我们开恩将永远的安慰，并那美好的盼望赐给我们的父神能够安慰你们的心。
So in verse 16 it says, Now may our Lord Jesus Christ Himself and God our Father who loved us and gave us eternal comfort and good hope through grace.
我们今天我们说是为了神的国，我们要能够活出神的子民的样式。
And today we want to say that for His glory and His kingdom, we want to live a life that reveals Him.
我们说为了神的荣耀，我们愿意在我们的生活当中能够彰显出他的恩典。
So because of His glory, we want to live a life that can reveal His grace.
可是我们知道我们靠自己做不到，神说我已经替你们预备了。
But you say to yourself, I cannot do it on my own, but God says, I've already provided that for you.
所以神说你们可以站立得稳。
That's why God says,You can stand firm.
然后神说，你们就可以从我这边得到那永远的安慰。
That's why you can have that eternal hope and comfort.
我们如果要在今世当中为神而活，
If we are to live for God in this life,
而我相信我们在座的属神的儿女，我们都是愿意为神而活的。
And I know and believe that every one of us that belong to God wants to live that way.
我们知道会不容易。
And we know that can be hard.
可是虽然不容易，但是我们愿意。
Even though we know that it's difficult and hard, but we're willing.
我们甚至在愿意的这个过程当中，我们可能会受到挑战，我们甚至会吃苦。
And in our willingness to live for God, we know that we will suffer and have difficulties.
可是神的应许是他的安慰会与我们同在。
But God's promise is that His comfort will be with us.
我们如果要在今世里面得到神的安慰，
If in this life on earth we are to receive God's comfort,
神就将他的奥秘显明给我们，就是我们要为着那在永生里面所有的荣耀而活。
Then he tells us that we can have that eternal comfort and good hope.
If we want to realize the comfort in the present,Then we must live for the glory in the future. 如果我们要在今世当中能够经历到神的安慰，
If in this life we are want to receive the comfort that comes from God,
我们要知道我们是为着在永生里面所得的那个荣耀而活。
We must know that we're living for that future glory in Christ.
所以保罗说在十七节最后说，在一切的善行和善言上面，愿神能够坚固你。
So in verse 17, Paul continues to say, "Comfort your hearts and establish them in every good work and word."
什么叫做善事和善言
？What does it mean, good work and word?
我们来看哥罗西书三章十七节。
Let's look at Colossians chapter 3:17.
哥罗西书三章十七节。
Colossians chapter 3, verse 17.
无论做什么，或说话，或行事，都要奉主耶稣基督的名，借着他感谢父神。
And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
弟兄姐妹，在圣经里面每次提到这个善的时候，
Dear brothers and sisters, every time the Bible refers to or mentions good work,
yeah, 这个字善在英文里面翻译成 good, 这个善是代表属神的。
And this good work is referring to what belongs to God.
因为在美好美善这件事情上面，只有神是绝对的标准。
Because only God is good.
这里讲到的不是人的善啊。
It's not a measure of man.
说好话帮助人，这些是人的帮助人，这是人的善事。
Saying good words that are pleasing to the ear, that's good considered
in human terms. 但是呢，这边圣经上面所讲到的，在一切的善行和善言上面所讲到的就是什么？就是哥罗西书里面所讲到的，在一切的行事为人，嘴里所说的话，生命当中所做的事情，都是奉主的名做的，让人看见我们是属于神的人。
So what when Paul mentions good work and good deeds is what Colossians chapter 17 is referring to. He says, whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们要用神所赐给我们的这个新生命来过我们的生活。
And we want to live out this new life that we've received from Christ.
所以今天在我们的婚姻里面。
So today in our marriage,
你要有善行和善言。
You need to have good works and good word.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
你每讲的一句话，你每做的一件事，
every word that you say or every action that you make,
你有没有彰显出那个主耶稣基督所赐的那个新生命啊？
Have you displayed the new life that you received from Christ?
当我对太太说话的时候，当我替她做事的时候，
when you do something for your wife or when you're talking with your wife,
他感觉到的还是那个老 James 的做的事情呢，还是他觉得说是你这个有福音、有神的荣耀生命的那个人做的事情
？Is she experiencing or seeing your old life, or is it the new life that has been transformed by the gospel?
当你在教育孩子的时候
，and when you discipline or teaching your children,
你口中所讲的每一句话，你对他们所做的任何一切的事情。管教
every word that you say or any action that you take for disciplining them,
你是以着那个有着福音，然后有着主耶稣基督荣耀的盼望的那样的一个生命去对待他们吗？
Are you treating them in a way as if you in the new life that you received through the gospel of Jesus?
当你在工作上面的投入，当你在事业的拓展上面
，and in your dedication to your career.
你有没有在善言善行上面来面对呢？
Are you facing that with good works and good words?
这个是神的话给我们的鼓励。
That is the encouragement from God's word.
但是这也是神的话的安慰。
That's also the comfort that comes from God's word.
一个属神的人可以过一个毫无畏惧的生活。
A person that belongs to God can live a life without fear.
一个属神的人是可以过一个完全有安全感的生活。
And a person that belongs to God can live a completely secure life.
因为我们的生命是掌握在主耶稣基督的手中。
Because our life is in the grasp of God's hand.
我们不需要为这个世上面所带来的苦难，或者是这个世界上面所带来的这一切的动荡不安影响我们。
So we should not be impacted by the insecurity of this world.
这是神的应许，这是神的安慰。
That is God's promise and God's comfort.
愿我们每一个人都能够实在的经历到他。
I hope that every one of us can experience Him.
也愿意我们每个人都是紧紧的抓住神的话，愿意去过这样的一个新的生命。
I hope that every one of us will grasp this, this truth.And live out our life this way.
然后当我们在衡量我们生命的价值和目标的时候
，And when we measure our life and the value of our life and the purpose of our life,
不再去想我们认识神之前我们的想法做法
，We no longer think about the life that before we received Jesus.
但是从我们这个新的生日、新的生命开始的时候
But it's from the time that we received this new life when we received Jesus.
当我们庆祝我们那个生日的时候，
And when we celebrate this new birthday,
我是不是更朝着主耶稣基督的荣耀迈向了一步呢？
Have I taken a further step into the future of Jesus' glory?
我的生命是不是迈向主耶稣基督的荣耀又更成长成熟了一年呢？
Have I grown spiritually
and matured
another step towards the glory of Jesus?
愿这是我们每一个人的经历。
I pray that that's our experience.
让我们一起祷告。
And let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Our dearest Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你爱我们。
Because you love us.
主，在这世上，你从来没有应许我们，我们不会受苦。
We know that you've never promised us that we would never face difficulty.
事实上，你告诉我们，我们会为着你的名而受苦。
In fact, you tell us that we would suffer for your name.
因为这个世界是顶撞你的。
Because in this world, they rebel against you.
因为这个世界上还是被罪恶所充斥的。
Because this world is still full of sin.
而且我们自己在属灵的道路上面还有许许多多需要成长的地方。
And personally, each and every one of us still have areas where we can grow spiritually.
但是我们感谢你，因为你爱我们。
But we thank you because you love us.
我们感谢你，因为你在爱中拣选了我们。
We thank you because in your love you've elected us.
我们感谢你，你在爱中赐给我们圣灵，让我们分别为圣。
And we thank you because in your love,You've given us the Holy Spirit to sanctify us and separate us from sin.
你让我们在救恩里面拥有这样的一个美好的新生命。
And you've given us this new life.
求主你帮助我们能够过一个新的生命。
May you give us the power to live out this new life.
而在这个新的生命当中，我们能够得到你的安慰。
And that through this new life, we can receive your comfort.
让我们的生命在众人面前，在世人面前，成为一个领人信主的生命。
And that through this new life that we receive from you, can lead others to believe in you.
愿我们的生命能够彰显出你福音的荣耀。
May our life reveal the glory of your gospel.
愿我们的生命能够彰显出我们在永生当中主耶稣基督的荣耀。
And may our life display the glory of our Lord Jesus.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.